We have managed to track down Murray Walton, the General Manager of Agriculture and the Sydney Royal Easter Show, to talk about the rain drop project. Good morning, Murray. I believe you've had a bit of a disaster there overnight.
Good morning. Well, we had lots of things. Power out, a bit of a dust storm, and we just had a hailstorm. So I apologise. I was on the roof. Speaking of raindrop, there was lots of it falling.
Oh, yes. So the raindrop project. So the idea is to raise money for drought-stricken communities across the state?
Correct. I think one of the things we've got to bear in mind is that while the bushfires have been devastating, rural communities are still suffering from the drought, and they'll continue for a long, long time to come. So our focus at the Royal Easter Show this year is to not only acknowledge and tip our hats to people involved in the RFS, but also to pay some respect for rural communities that are still suffering with the drought. So we're looking at doing the raindrop project, which I suppose is almost like what we did the previous year, but we had a thing called a poppy project. And of course that was paying respect to our fallen in some of the wars that we've been involved in. And it was incredibly successful. So we've extended it to the raindrop project, which is, you know, a thing that we want to initiate for the Easter Show.
And how many poppies did you end up with last year?
Look, I probably ended up with about 15,000 to 20,000, which was quite incredible. We went out to the community, went out to people that are involved in knitting and crocheting, and some people sent us anything up to 80 or 100 crocheted poppies. And that made up a wonderful display that we had at the show. But this year, I think the community wanted to be involved in the Easter Show. And not everybody can attend the show. Not everybody can compete. But I think historically people do have an association with the show, whether it's themselves or their parents or their grandparents. And setting this up, it enabled people to contribute. And that's what we're asking people to do again for this year.
Yeah, and how many raindrops have you had sent in already?
Look, we've done a bit of a count. I think when I walked past the office the other day, I think there's about 3 to 4 full garbage bagfuls. What that equates to, I don't know. But I know there are a lot of people out there knitting raindrops, tiny little raindrops, and crocheting them and sending them into us. What we'll do is we'll have them then as part of a display, and people that can come to the show can make a donation, a gold coin donation, and they can take one of the raindrops and they can pop it into the water tank. And hopefully that water tank will be nice and full by the time the show's finished.
Now, I feel like I need to ask you, is there a pattern? probably don't need a pattern for something that's only 9 centimetres in diameter.
I have to say, I know what a knitting needle and a crocheting needle looks like, but that's about as far as it goes. A few people have asked, is there a pattern? I think quite simply, and for people that know what they're doing in regards to this, you know, we're looking for a circle in the colour of the sky in a shade of blue and maybe some white. That probably only has to be anything from, you know, 5 centimetres to 10 centimetres round. So it doesn't need to be a perfect raindrop, but just needs to resemble a drop of water.
Yeah. So, and you're all after all different shades of blue as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, look, whatever anybody can do, I think it'd be wonderful. And if they're able to send them to us at the Raindrop Project at the RAS, we'll be able to put those with all the other raindrops, and then hopefully people will be able to swap those for a gold coin donation during the show. But look, it's a way of getting the community involved in the show, and it's also a way of raising some funds, which we will we'll put back through our foundation and make sure that they go back to regional communities.
And how much are you hoping that you will raise through the Raindrop Project?
I knew you were going to ask me that question.
How much would you like to?
Oh, look, I'd love to be able to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. But yes. Look,
that's a lot of raindrops.
Yeah, that's a lot of, correct. So, you know, the gold coin donation is going to be representative of how many raindrops we get. Look, I think, you know, when you look at some of the projects that we run through our community grant scheme and the foundation, some rural communities, when they put in an application, some of the projects that they want to undertake may only cost about $10,000. And so raising that sort of money, 10 to 15,000, would be just wonderful. And, you know, we should be able to identify the project that that money's going to go back to. But look, it all needs to go back to, you know, communities that are suffering from the drought.
Well, I reckon I can't really knit or crochet. It's been a while, but I think I might attempt at least a raindrop if someone can send me in a pattern. Julie's thumbs up. I reckon Julie can knit and crochet. My producer, she might be able to hook me up with something, with some needles and some crochet hooks. But Murray, to the rest of the show, are you expecting a drop in entries to the pavilion, to livestock competitions, given the, you know, the disasters across the state with the drought, the fires, the hailstorms?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. And Mother Nature has not been kind to us, we've got to admit. You know, the drought, of course, has impacted communities all over Australia, and now with the fires on top of that. What I can tell you is that our horse entries closed, and they closed at the end of December, which they normally would do, and our entry numbers were up. Now, bear in mind, the fires that we've seen sweep through in early January, they weren't part of that. So, you know, that was quite pleasing. The rest of our entries are open. So cattle, sheep, horse, pigs, goats, arts and crafts, all the way through them. And we've got in excess of 30,000 entries every year at the show. They haven't closed off yet. So I can't give you an accurate figure as to whether or not we're going to see a decline in entrance. Or what we sometimes see is that when we've got devastation around us, especially with the environment and drought, our entries remain quite stable. And I think that's because people that come from regional New South Wales and Australia to attend the show and compete at the show, it's their annual holiday. For others, it's a bit of a mental health exercise. They can get together with their friends that they may not have seen for 12 months, and they can sit around and talk and have dinner and a few beers and catch up. So there's a lot of that morale boosting and also the mental health side, which occurs at the show. So people want to come and win a blue ribbon, but there are other really good things that occur that we don't really talk about, but as a result of the competitions. So when we get some sort of an indication as to what the numbers are, I can certainly let you know, and we will have all our entries closed on all our competitions probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And what about people through the gates? Do you reckon they'll remain steady, or they might be down come Easter?
Well, look, same question. I'm hoping that people that come to the show will want to come again. And I want them to come so that they support regional New South Wales and people that reside on properties and support rural communities. It's our way of saying, and this is, I suppose, our byline this year for the show, is hats off, Sydney. We want to take our hat off to the RFS, and we want to take our hats off to people that live in regional communities and operate properties and run shops and businesses, and it's our opportunity to do that. Historically, it's quite interesting. During times of devastation, the numbers at the Easter show have increased, and we can look at our records and our numbers that go right back to pre-World War II. And you look at times when the Easter show was held during and out of World War II and out of the Depression and some other major incidents that have occurred, you know, in the 50s, 60s and 70s, there was a bit of a spike in the amount of people that attend the show. And I think it's for that same reason. People need to walk away from it and get some relief. And hopefully that's what we do with the Sydney Royal Easter Show.